Hello there, everyone. This is Granison Shines, Chief Marketing Officer. I'll be your instructor today. And, of course, this is the webinar that you guys have signed up to from Direct Business Marketing. We are going to talk about the 10 components of direct response websites. And I'll tell you in a second why we're doing this. But before I do that, let's talk about little housekeeping items here. If you can't hear the audio, you may want to unmute your speakers or dial into the information you see right here in the orange square, and you'll be set to go, ready to hear, ready to join in, and ready to listen in as we talk about the 10 components of direct response marketing. Now, why are we talking about this critical subject today? Well, because we have clients and prospects and or other individuals that ask us, why isn't my website generating leads? Now, if your business isn't online right now, then one, it should be. Two, you better get on before your competition does. Chances are your competition's already there. But three, making sure that you can generate leads online, making sure that you have some place to capture, well, a way to capture them, a place to store them, and then nurture the lead. So this is encompassed all in what we call direct response websites. And I'll use the term websites, and I'll use the term internet marketing solutions synonymously for this particular webinar, because that's what we sell. We sell internet marketing solutions. Anyone can build a website. You can, chances are, you can get your next door neighbor's friend, son, to design a website and put up a website for you really, really quickly. But there are 10 components and that should be on the site. So when we have prospects or clients come to us, they say, hey, why isn't our site generating leads? I can do a once over in 30 seconds and tell them why the website isn't generating leads. And we want the website to generate leads. It is a tool for marketing. Andrew had a famous quote. He said, just because you have a website doesn't mean that you are marketing online. And that's very, very true. Internet marketing and a website go hand in hand, but just because you have a website does not mean that you are marketing online. So let's just clear all the cards off the table, and we're going to start all over and build the foundation. We'll show you how we build the foundation and why you want to have these components, and then we're going to talk about some examples, okay? So let's get through to the next slide. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what is a direct response website. We're going to talk about the types of direct response websites and what they can be used for. We're going to talk about the 10 components you must have for your website. Again, these 10 components are critical in order to generate leads. We'll talk about other factors that matter when you're generating leads online. We'll talk about what a direct response website look like. I'll show you some specific examples. We'll talk about layout and placement of different information. And we'll talk about what a direct response website should be used for, okay? What it should be used for. And then we'll talk about, last but not least, how you can get your own lead generating website. So let's start talking about what a direct response website really is, okay? Now take a look at this here, right? And we're going to go through this in very, very detail. Well, a direct response internet marketing solution, remember using internet marketing solutions synonymous with websites, are dynamic content management systems with all of the correct online components that you need in order to generate leads. And again, there's 10 of them, and we're going to talk about that today. But these 10 components give you the ability to capture, store, and nurture the leads that you generate, as well as service the clients. And we'll talk about how servicing can be done over a website. Have you ever gotten an update through a website, right, for software, things like that? Okay, so it can be used for those sorts of things. To service the clients that the business has. And you want to continue this perpetual motion within your online campaigns in order to generate leads and everything else that you want to do. Okay, so direct response websites are designed to solicit a direct response which is specific and quantifiable. Now, specific, this is a very, very key point here. Quantifiable is even more important because we always want to measure the ROI, or the return on the investment. So making sure that we have a specific message for the site, and making sure that once that message is communicated, once we start generating leads, we can quantify the leads. be able to generate the correct return on the investment is very, very important. Okay, so the delivery of this, the response is direct between your prospect, which is the viewer, and you or your business, which is the advertiser. Okay, again, that is the customer responds to the marketing directly, and we'll tell you what are some of the key components in order to enable them to respond directly to what you're advertising. Okay, these direct response actions include a phone call, right, calling a number for a free whatever, filling out a web form, and signing up for an email, printing out a coupon, whatever it may be that you can do to engage the client. And there are some what we call soft offers, we'll talk about that today too, that work better than others, and we'll really have to get into that at a later point, but putting that out there because we're going to talk about, again, these 10 components. So let's talk about the different types of direct response websites. And if you have a direct response website in any fashion, it can be any number of these 7 that we have here. The way we capture, store the leads, that's all different. But let's talk about a squeeze page for a second. A squeeze page. If you know what a squeeze page is, just raise your hand. I can see you. No, I can't see you. But a squeeze page. All right, a squeeze page is just, it offers a solution, offers something to the prospect that's looking at it. And the only option they have is to say, yes, I want that, or no, I don't. And when they say no, I don't, the only option is for them to leave. So there's no other buttons for them to click around on the site to look at, you know, whatever it may be. But a squeeze page is just kind of a squeeze. It only says, hey, sign up for this or no, or download this or not. An example of the squeeze page that you have participated in concerning this webinar was the GoToMeeting squeeze page that had the information on it that says, hey, the 10 component site you went to had a button that said sign up or no, right? Register here or you don't register. That's a squeeze. It's an example of a squeeze page. Online sales letters can be direct response websites. I'm sure you've seen those long websites you just scroll in for days. You scroll and chances are you're probably actually skimming them. You're not reading all the material that's on the page. But those websites have the right components to make it a direct response website. Yes, they're long, and they have, again, it's a sales letter, so it has a bit of a process in which it enhances the experience for you, the viewer, if you're the viewer, or for you, the business owner, if you have the actual online sales letter. Brochure sites can also be direct response. How can a brochure website be direct response? Well, because it makes an offer that enables you to capture the lead that also gives them something in regards to what they're looking at, right? E-commerce sites, we set up a lot of those for clients because they have several, even hundreds, even thousands of different products, and you can buy the product online. Even if you don't buy, they still offer some things that will enable them to have a direct response website. Blogs can also be direct response. Mobile web devices now, so mobile sites, we just set up another site for one of our clients, which is a coupon site, and you get all these different coupons based on where you live and how you sign up and all these other things. Social media and social networking, those can also be direct response sites. In fact, they're really, really good in connecting with people, and if you're not using social media right now, Test. You know, shame on you. You should be using social media and or social networking websites as direct response sites. Not selling. That's a whole different subject. We're talking about that for hours. But that's a whole different approach that can be used for direct response. So now let's get to the meat of the situation here, which is the 10 components of the sites. Now, again, just take some notes. And for everyone that's on this call here, we will have this video up on the site again so you guys can look at it, and ladies can look at it over and over again so you can make sure that your sites have the correct components. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of things here. Component number one is the tone and the positioning. And the position should be, especially if you're a speaker, you're a consultant, you are an insurance salesperson, you are an entertainer, whatever it may be, a musician, you as the expert, because we'll talk about it later, but people buy from who they know, like, and trust. So if you are positioning you as the expert, that's part of the tone and or the positioning of the site. This works very, very well. And this is one of the main reasons why we have clients that on all their sites, you will see the picture of a person, a real person that works within that company. That's important. Understanding that the client is who's really being sold. People buy from who they know, like, and trust, right? You ever dealt with a salesperson, you know, the product was good, but you're like, I'm not even buying it from him because he was rude or she was rude or whatever it may be. Why? Because the tone of and that person, the way they positioned themselves was not to your liking. So we can do that on the website. And this is a very, very critical component. Andrew and I ask people a lot of times, some of our prospects before they turn to clients, well, what are you really selling? It's all we're selling this product. Oh, we're selling this service. Oh, we're selling this, we're selling that. We say, I beg to differ, I don't think so. What are we selling? Well, you're selling yourself. Especially, again, for those who are consultants, those who are musicians, those who have a position of prominence so their audience can turn to them as the trusted advisor, right? So, let's talk about number two. Very, very critical right now. A video to watch or an audio file to listen to or something like that, right? A video is one of the key factors right now in terms of marketing. And if you're not using video, I encourage you strongly to start using video somewhere within your campaign. Now, you may say, hey, I have a face for radio. I don't want to use video. Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you're giving good content, giving them what they want. And right now, I bet you can answer this question. What is the number one search engine in the world? If you said Google, you're absolutely right. Now, check this out. Have you ever done a search online for a keyword or keyword phrase, and then it comes up with a little square, right, with a little YouTube link right underneath it? Why? Because Google owns YouTube, and when you type in those keyword phrases, it also, if you have a video on YouTube, it checks those also. So now you get the best of both worlds, basically, from the search engine and YouTube also being a huge search engine with millions and millions of videos on specific topics, and you can tap right into that, and you should be, because it helps the tone and the position of the site also, but also positions you as the expert. So video to watch, video is key. We test a lot of different things, especially in email campaigns. We have often an image embedded within the email campaign because, we're testing different methods and testing different layouts. And the one that usually has the image of the video and says, watch this video, that one gets clicked on a lot. Why? Because people like watching video. Some people say, I don't want to do video. Well, if you don't want to do video, just tap into it anyway, because trust me, your client, your prospects are looking at videos on specific topics that you can share with them, okay? A critical aspect here is the web form to capture the leads. If you're not at least exchanging or asking for their name and their email address in a web form, then you're just leaving leads on the table. And if you're not tying that within something else we'll talk about a little later on, piecing it all together, this web form will put it into your database, which you can then use for autoresponders and the drip mail campaign later on. So this is important. Having a web form on the site, you don't know how many times people say, well, it's not generating leads. Well, one of the things we look for is a web form, and there's no web form. They just have a call to action, maybe call, but sometimes the less intrusive method to capturing a lead often works better if they can do it kind of behind the scenes, right? So even with the web form, if they don't give you their true name, they at least have to give you their true email address so you can, or so the product or the free offer, which we're going to talk about right now, can be delivered to them. So a soft offer or a free offer is something that's usually delivered immediately. One of the best ways to do that is to deliver it online. So with an autoresponder, which we'll talk about later on, it can deliver once they opt in and double opt in because of the spam laws. They can then partake into the free offer that you're offering them right now. It may be, for one of my clients, it's a free coupon. So they download this free coupon and take the product to his shop in order to get their vehicle worked on, right? But it's a free coupon that they can use immediately when they find his site, when they find his Facebook page, or whatever it may be that we're directing them towards, or if they do a search engine search and find it that way. So a free soft offer can also be an ebook. An ebook can be delivered online via email with a link to click the download. So something that you can immediately give them, that's what you want to focus on. Because chances are, if you're offering a hard offer, which is one that they have to pull out the wallet and their credit card and pay for, if they're not going to buy that right now, they might partake in the soft offer. They still might want to educate themselves a little bit more and not just buy the first thing that they see. So understanding that the free soft offer is something that you can give them that will immediately get to them, and you can use that coupled with what we're going to talk about here in a second, which is the autoresponder, so they can have that lead generation going for them. So here we are at number 5, the autoresponder. Now, you see how these things are starting to work together here. You have the first one, which is the tone and positioning, positioning you as the expert. You have the other information that you're going to give them with the free soft offer. You have the web form, which you're going to use to collect that. Once they opt in for the web form, you have the autoresponder, which automatically sends out 5, 3, 5, 1, even 1 if you wanted to, but I don't recommend that, but 5, 7 or more emails once the prospect has opted in. See how this is all starting to be pieced together, right? So this whole aspect creates your direct response website that can be on autopilot. We generate leads 24/7 from one of our sites that we have for our organization, directpresencemarketing.com. There's leads coming through all times of the night. There's no reason for me to send an email back once they opt in. It's done automatically. So the autoresponder is tied in with the emails, which is tied in with the web form. When they opt in, I mean, there are people on the other side of the world that opt in for a video that we have, and next thing you know, it generates a lead for us. Then we can contact them respectfully and say, hey, how can we help you with your online marketing? So the autoresponder does that. Again, 24/7, I mean, the web is never just offline. Unless you're in a company, I mean, a country like Egypt, when they just flip the switch and boom, no internet access at all. But we don't have that here. We're not in a dictatorship like that. So the internet is always on. So you have the opportunity to generate leads all the time, even when you are sleeping, right? Now, one of the big pieces of information that's really going to help you is relevant new content. Why? Because the number one job, remember we're talking about online, the number one job for the search engine is to bring you new and relevant content for the keyword phrase that you typed in. So I challenge you to type in something like, just type in Libya right now, but later on, and you'll find out that there are usually posts that will come up and says posted an hour ago, or posted 25 minutes ago, or posted 4 hours ago, or posted 16 hours ago. Why? What are those? Those are blog sites that's up getting updated, new information, new content. Google themselves said content is king. And developing content via video, via audio, via text, giving new relevant content with the appropriate search engine phrases or keyword phrases for the search engine results will help you to come up in the organic search engine rankings, right? So relevant new content is especially good for you. Just getting all the information out of your head, getting it onto some sort of medium that can be used for marketing. Now, what we have found is that our clients are experts at what they do. Again, they are experts at what they do. And they have all this knowledge in their head. They have all this information. They can sit down and talk to you about it for hours, and they're passionate about it. Well, all that is content that's just waiting to be put on the internet and given freely or given in some sort of paid fashion if you want to, if you're booking speaking engagements or seminars or whatever. That information is there to help you. I mean, you have all that information you have. Why not put it to use for you? Do a video real quick, type out something if you're a writer, and then post it out, blast it out, do whatever you need to do. So again, that's a whole different subject, but relevant new content and how to get that relevant new content out to a medium where it can work for you, that's where we got to really focus on, right? So encompassed with that relevant new content is compelling copy. Now, we can talk about emails, we can talk about letters, we can talk of sales letters, we can talk about brochures, whatever it may be. These two components of these sub-bullets you see right here, hard-hitting headlines to get immediate interest to the target market, very, very key. and a headline that's kind of sexy, one that kind of really pulls on some of the emotional triggers and emotional strings that that your clients have. Understanding how that works for you is very good. Understanding how the interesting body copy, how you can hold their attention and actually educate, right? Keyword here, educate your prospect, because again, people are going to buy from who they know, like, and trust. And they are looking for the three things, which we'll get to in a moment here, the three things that every single one of your prospects want. The three things that every single client wants. We'll talk about that here in a second. So the hard-hitting headlines to get immediate interest to your target market is key. Interesting body copy is another one to make sure that you have their interest and can continue to get their interest by giving them information, right? And a lot of that can be free. Now, we just spoke about the three things that every client wants. Here they are right here. One, they want value added in advance. So how can a direct response website give value added in advance? With what? We just covered it. The free offer, right? Giving something that is valuable to them in advance and preferably for free can help you generate leads. Something in terms of a video, something in terms of a PDF they can download, something in terms of a Word document or some sort of software demo, whatever it may be, if it gives value added in advance, before they pull out the wallet, before you ask for the credit card number, before that, if it's giving value, you have a good opportunity to develop leads. Now, what's the second one? A trusted advisor. The trusted advisor. Remember, we spoke about the tone and positioning. They want information from an expert because they buy from people who they know, like, and trust, right? So you become the trusted advisor, giving them the information that they want. Delivering that through the electronic means of your website, giving that to them so you can create what we call top of mind awareness for that trusted, for that person who wants this trusted advisor, that prospect who wants you to be giving them information. Now, what do they also want? They want the adequate solution. They want a solution. That's why they're typing in keyword phrases. That's why they come to your site. That's why they're perusing and looking around, because they want an adequate solution to a want or to a need in order to get to the goal or solve or provide a need or solve a problem, right? Goals, needs, and problems. They want that information from you. So these three things, I challenge you to find an industry, a market, a prospect who doesn't want these three things. It's just not going to happen because we ultimately are selfish. We want what we want, and that's why we're looking for something. So providing value added in advance, a trusted advisor, right? Then that's you. And then you delivering the adequate solution, that's what they want from you. That's component number eight. All right? Now, your marketing campaign, the website should have three foci also. So in the front, there are some lead or some traffic generating activities that needs to be done, and that's what we're talking about, the video, the relevant new content, we're talking about audio, we're talking about press releases, we're talking about blog posts, we're talking about all these other things that need to have the traffic generation highways or the pavement laid down so the traffic can come to it. Search engine optimization or SEO, I'm sure you've heard of that. All these things matter. So the three foci is traffic generation, lead conversion. Once the traffic gets to the site, how can you convert them to a lead? We measure it like this. If traffic doesn't convert to a lead until they give you at least their name and email address, or at least their email address, so you can contact them again. Well, how are you going to get the real email address from the person? Not any trickery, not being slick, but just giving them something that they want. But at the same time, be smart about it. Don't just offer it and let them download it for free. Well, I mean, you do want it for free, but without having the cost, if you would say, of giving their name and email address so you can generate a lead. That's what a lead is. It's like you picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, can I talk to this person?" And they give you the person in the marketing department, whatever, and you say, "Hey, I don't want your name and email address, but I just want to offer you something that I want to send you, that I can send you in the mail or whatever." I mean, that's not, it's a rough example, but that's also asinine, meaning that you should be generating leads. You should be converting them, right? And then the sales conversion. The website has a possibility of doing this, but if you're a consultant, if you are a musician, if you are an insurance person, the sales conversion comes with you talking to them and converting them to a client. That's what the sales conversion is. So for some websites, it's like, okay, for us, it's hands off after the lead converts. Now your sales process kicks in, and you need to do what you need to do in order to convert them to a lead. The other aspect of that is if you have an e-commerce site and they can buy the product online and you ship it to them, right? So they've seen the product and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I like that. I mean, I have a client who sells cigars online, big time, and that product is for an e-commerce site that they have up, and you can buy a box of cigars or a package of cigars or whatever it may be to fulfill your need for cigars. You can buy it right there online. You don't have to talk to a person. So for a purchase like that, yeah, sales conversion can be done online. For a more complex sale, consulting, marketing services, whatever it may be that you offer that you have to talk to a client, your sales process takes over. And that's important, okay? One of the last components we're going to talk about, the last one, is the irresistible offer. So taking that soft offer and making it as irresistible as possible. So why do we put this in here? Because there are offers at time, like we were just talking to another client. They're on as a client now. But one of their offer, their soft offer, was a free consultation. And Andrew and I, sometimes we cringe when we see that because, and we always ask, did that work for you? No, we didn't get that many leads from that. We didn't get, you know, people taking us up on that offer. Well, because that's not an irresistible offer. Anybody can offer something that is a free consultation. Anyone can say, call for a free quote. It has to be a lot more stronger than that. It has to be a little bit more, you know, irresistible than that. Because with a free consultation, what usually entails, and then check this out, and here's the psychology behind it. With a free consultation, there's usually some less than private or more private information given in that free consultation. There's information that they might not be comfortable giving just yet. So that's why a free consultation doesn't work. It works sometimes in some industries, but most of the industries, when you offer a free consultation, they want to do some things anonymously first and just get to know you a little bit. So that's a video is a good way to sell you like that. So you have to position the offer to make it, one, as least or as least intrusive as it can be, right, with not a lot of privacy information given. Emails are, even people put those on the time, even on the business card. But it has to be something, again, if it's irresistible. So if you're a business consultant and you're offering a free business evaluation or a free consultation, that is not the offer that you want to offer, I tell you. Chances are you are not generating the amount of leads that you would like to generate. I'm not saying that it won't work, but of all of our testing throughout the industry, it has not worked. So it has to be a little bit more what we call irresistible, make that irresistible offer, okay? So that's the 10 components. Now let's talk about some of the other factors that matter. Right quick, we'll go through that, and especially when you're generating leads online. And we covered some of them, but I'm going to really put these into perspective here. We're going to show you this, okay? The copy on your site, the layout of your page, the quality of your content, the offer you present. These things here need to be put into play, and they need to be put into play very, very strongly. This is why we offer, when we set up a site for a client, usually, now, this is going to be explained, let me back a little bit. We are a marketing firm, and people say, well, you guys design websites. Well, yeah, we design websites only because to do an online campaign for marketing, you need a website. I mean, you need a page. You need a web page. You need a squeeze page, whatever, all the ones we cover, right? So usually our marketing campaigns, because people are wanting to learn how to market online, incorporate website. But we're not a website company. We're not a web design company. Just our motive or our aspect of giving the client what they want, which is a formidable marketing campaign, encompasses a website. Now, I said all that to say this. The copy on the site matters. So we help out with the copy, the layout of the page, and we'll see how that really portrays into what we need to in order to convey the message we want. We looked at one site for a prospect. They had their web form way at the bottom of the page. I mean, you had to scroll all the way down. It wasn't a very long page, but it wasn't short either. The web form to sign up for whatever they have at the bottom of the page. I mean, I'm talking about like at the footer bottom. I mean, it was like way down. I'm like, wait a minute, this thing is laid out just totally wrong. So the quality of the content also, especially if you're giving information or knowledge, is one of your the product that you're selling or the service you're selling, then the quality of information needs to be very good, and the offer. So these four things really, really matter in order to make sure that you're generating leads. Now, let's talk about what a direct response website looks like, and we're going to show you some examples here, and you'll see how the layout is different. But it still has the components. So here's one that we did a while back for a consultant, and it had very good information on it. The copy was compelling, right? And we spoke about that. Now take a look at it here. We see that, let's talk about it from the right side. Let's look at the words on the right side. First of all, we see that it makes it hard offer, right? So a hard offer, again, is something that can they'll have to pull out their wallet for in order to take advantage of what you are offering. So you have to pull out your wallet on this one here, but also has the trusted advisor, the value added in advance, right? So it offers a free offer if you look at the red circle, but you also see a picture of him right there at the top of the page. So it has that information in it. And remember, we talk about people buy from who they know, like, and trust. And if you can put a face to the voice or a face to the voice or the tone that's on the website, then that helps you definitely. So you see that there's a video there. There's a 38-second video that was made for him. The video with the web form right underneath it so they can partake in what he's offering there, right? You see a big web form in the middle there. Hey, contact me now for the personal coaching. Very good laid out site. Very well laid out, I should say. And it has the right components in order to generate leads. So that one there markets a consultant. So that's one example. Here's another one of a realtor that we work with. Trusted advisor, value in advance. The video right there at the top. Right, so you see in the other previous example, it was on the left sidebar. This one is right here in the slider. We call it a featured slider. And you see there's a video, and it makes an offer. 10 tips for selling your home, right? That's I mean, especially in this market, that's something that people want. So you see the video. Then we have the relevant new content. So the relevant new content is the information that's posted on the site, because this one is laid out as a blog/website. But you can still generate leads on a blog. So it has the relevant new content, talking about foreclosures and short sales right now. You can't turn on the local news or national news and not hear anything about foreclosures or anything about short sales, right? So you can see it even below, video from the company she works with a couple people there. So it continues to go on and on and on in terms of the correct components that it has for direct response. So that's very, very key, and that's very, very important. All right, let's take a look at another example here. Here's a mortgage company, kind of fits in with what we're talking about here. Again, the video and the slide right there, and it says read more to get to what they're going to offer. Their soft offer is the road to home ownership. That's there. They have also talk about lead conversion. We talk about that, right? If we look at it right there, a big sign saying go, right? The little button. So that helps with the lead conversion. So when they click that, it goes directly to the loan application. Otherwise, what would they be there for? But we do have, again, remember one of those offers we spoke about earlier that may be a little bit more intrusive? Well, a loan application is pretty intrusive initially because you're going to have to give all this information in order to get qualified. But when you look at the other offer they have there, there's a video that says the road to home ownership that you can watch right then and there, right? It comes to the email, the link, boom, click on it, boom, you're watching it, and it's giving really good content, really good information. So what a direct response website should be used for. Now, I put that in here because it can get a little convoluted, meaning that the mindset of the person who is getting the site or the company is getting the site, that's a limitation on what the site can be used for. Okay, so when we're talking about marketing events, we're talking about open houses. We're talking about wine tastings. We went to a scotch tasting not too long ago. They had a nice squeeze page, right? We're talking about seminars, webinars, whatever else it may be. marketing events is good. I mean, helping you understand what it should be used for. Anytime you have an event, anytime you want to capture leads before the event, anytime you got to market to a specific market before the event, put up a site that's a direct response website. You can build your list because chances are they'll pass it to their friends and family, and you can get more people on your list. Marketing products, if you have cigars or motorcycle accessories, you got a couple that do that. Marketing real estate, have the houses and things online, whether through IDX or some of the other aspects, MLS, whatever it may be. Having that on the site to market a product is very good for you. Marketing services, we have some chiropractors, we have some dentists, colon hydrotherapy, consulting and coaching. Well, all these websites we're talking about, direct response websites, can be used in all of these different industries offering different products and different services and hosting different events. So understanding how that can be done is very easily to be understood when we talk about direct response websites. And that's the only thing that we do within our corporation. Every site we set up for a client is direct response. We won't do it because if they don't want a direct response website, because they won't get the return on the investment. And then they'll say, oh, well, this company built a site and it's not doing anything. Well, we don't want that on our belt, not at all. We don't want that notch at all. So we make sure that everything that we do helps out the client in order to generate leads so they can capture the leads, so they can store the leads, and nurture the leads that they are generating, okay? Now, right quick, I'm going to go through how you can get your own direct response web solution. And again, we'll talk about websites or internet marketing solutions. Again, if you're not online with a solution, then you have to really say, okay, I need to revamp some things. I need to make sure that everything that I have in terms of marketing online is in the appropriate space that it should be. So if you want your very own lead generating website, just do the simple thing of and just get what we supply all of our clients. That's all you have to do in order to generate the lead. So right now what I want you to do is just listen closely to what I have to say here, because now's the time to take action. Nobody's going to do it for you. And we talk with clients all the time and we explain this to them, and they're like, yeah, they're shaking their head throughout the whole meeting. But when it comes, when the rubber meets the road for us, we say, okay, let's go ahead and do it. And the ones that want real results and want to make sure that they get the results they want, they say, okay, let's go ahead and do this. So in saying that, we want to make sure that if you're willing to do your part, we're willing to do ours to help you achieve your goal. That's the bottom line. We do what we do best, and we want you to do what you do best. So what we're introducing is what we call the DRock Lite. We have four different solutions. The one that's the least expensive now, we have even a more less expensive one now, or it's called the DRock Lite Internet Marketing Solution. So let me explain what this is. Notice I did not say that it is a product. I said it was a solution. A product is something that you can figure out on your own with a little bit of reference and a little bit of training. Yes, we offer that also. You'll see how we do that. But making sure that this is not a product, it is a solution that actually solves a problem. The business feeds on leads. If it's not getting leads, if it's not getting people into your company, then there's a gaping hole somewhere that's a leak, and we want to fill that leak and fill it with leads. And that's what we want to make sure that we do. In order to generate, in order to capture, in order to store and nurture leads, all parts of the solution have to work together to ensure marketing or internet marketing success. So, and I want to explain to you, though, that this is not a get-rich-tomorrow or get-rich-over-the-weekend method. I mean, it's not. It takes some activity and some thought process in order to generate leads online, and that's why so many people have not been able to be successful. We got the solution down. But at the same time, this solution is not a take-forever-to-generate capture, store, and nurture lead system either. It's not. I mean, once you put the right components in place, you have the right front-end activity. A lot of times, what we have to do is just tap into what they're already doing, and then they start seeing some leads generate because they are doing some things in marketing. So let me explain to you what this marketing, internet marketing solution is. First of all, DRock Lite, we spoke about the 10 components. So first of all, what we're going to do is make sure that we give you one of the pre-designed themes. So there's over 2,000 themes to choose from, and we'll add the logo, we'll add the picture, we'll add the map, the contact info, or to make it yours, to make it very, very specifically yours, okay? We're talking about capture source, right? We're talking about some way to capture the lead. Well, we're going to put a web form on your site in multiple locations so you'll be able to capture the lead. We're talking about storing it, right? So there's a newsletter software that we have that goes into the back end that you'll be able to generate leads, and we put them into this database. So when they fill out the web form, it goes right into that database so you can store the leads. Talk about nurturing, right? Well, you got to be able to nurture the leads. So we have this product that has the built-in autoresponder. Now, all you have to do is just set the autoresponders to go out one day, 2 days, and we help you with that to make sure that the offer is correct and to make sure that the autoresponders go out at the right time. 3, relevant new content. What we're going to do is make sure that the site has a blog portion of the site, as well as we're going to add some of the static pages, a few different static pages, the ones that are more about us, the ones that have the contact us, you know, those, the home page, those are static pages. They don't change. The other part of it is the dynamic portion, which is the blog. We're going to make sure we give that to you. So we're going to offer. We talk about offers, we talk about autoresponders, talk about value in advance. Well, we'll set up your soft offer. In fact, we're going to work with you to recommend the right soft offer that will generate leads for your audience. Okay? Again, the right soft offer, the right offer really, really matters, so you can have that delivered 24/7. And then we're also going to make sure that we help you out with the video. We're going to show you how to make the video. We're going to tell you that, give you your video, your welcome video should have just these components right here. That's all it needs to have. And it's very, very simple and very, very easy to do, right? So we're going to make sure it has that. So it's going to also be a full-blown content management system. We spoke about being able to store that content. We're going to help you search engine optimize. So we're going to work with you on the keywords and deliver that to you. Web statistics, which are very important. How many people are we getting to our site? Where are they coming in from? You know, those sorts of things. And how many clicks did we get today? How many clicks did we get last week, last month? So we can track all that information. And it's going to be audio video ready. So if you have an audio file, boom, good. We can put it on there. Video file, same thing. All of our sites that we put up have video on it. And then we give you the marketing process diagram. We'd like to see, usually, and we'll explain it, are 5 different key marketing activities in the front end that all direct them towards the site. So now I'm going to talk about 4 bonus items that we're going to give you that are just things that we want to give you, okay? First of all, it's a free upgrade to the DRock panel, which is $200 value. And this gives you your own back end. We also use this as a communication device for the member. So it has a member feed, which we give you updates. We give you internet marketing tips. We put videos on there so you can continue to learn how to implement these techniques online. So it's right there in your back end. You can go through all these videos and watch them because we update it weekly, okay? Automatic software upgrades, which is also very important, so you don't have to worry about upgrading it. Customized backend and web statistics integration, right? So we're going to make sure we give you that. Also has a help section and a customizable dashboard. The help section there also has videos in the help section. Bonus number 2. We spoke about the trusted advisor, right? We spoke about the tonality and the positioning of the site. We spoke about the irresistible offers, right? And the sales conversion. So what we're going to do is offer 8 weeks of group coaching online that's no charge to you. You'll be able to see me. I won't be able to see you, but you'll be able to see me as I go through the slides and information and give you that information in 8 weeks. So we're going to talk about SEO strategies. We'll talk about copywriting techniques and strategies. We'll talk about traffic methods, how to generate traffic. We'll talk about how to create ads, how you can use Microsoft PowerPoint to create these very good-looking ads. We'll talk about creating videos and what cameras we use, how you can use kind of the same things or have the right equipment so the audio sounds right and everything. It's not hard stuff. We're just going to go over it to make sure that you deliver a professional product to your audience, okay? So bonus item number 3 is online video training. We have tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of videos that we have. So on how to use the site, how to update it, how to embed videos and posts, all these other things that you want to do in order for your site to become this full-blown site you want. And last but not least, we're going to also upgrade you to our free customer care platinum package. This is a $200 value per month that our clients pay us in order so we can help them keep their site website update. Includes the hosting, so you don't have to worry about hosting. We'll do all that for you. Includes unlimited email support. Includes video training. Includes monthly webinars. 3 hours of phone support per month, so you can call in. You'll get a dedicated account representative that will talk to you and go through that with you, okay? And then last but not least, you get 4 what we call content adjustments a month. Hey, can you change this on our site? I don't know how to do this. Can you also help us out with this? Can you change this on our site? If I send you this file, can you update it and put it on our site? Absolutely, yeah, we can do that. So we'll help you out with that. So we're looking at the 4 bonus items, totaling the bonus items with all the things you're going to get, over $1,000 worth of bonus items, okay? Over $1,000 worth of bonus items. We're talking about the group coaching sessions, the online video, the DROC control panel upgrade, and then the free customer support. So total value is over $3,000, almost $3,100. Where this webinar only special price, one time payment of $1,297 or 2 payments of $698. And the way we have to do this, though, because we have a team that does all the fulfillment, is we have to do this in a first in, first order out basis, okay? So we do it in the FIFO method. First order in is the first order that's actually out. And so we're going to start the group coaching sessions. We're going to make sure that everyone has their site up at least to some degree. And then we'll start the group coaching sessions at the tip of April, okay? And we'll send that information out to the clients as they register. So I hope this webinar was very, very informative for you. I want you to watch it again. Look at those 10 components. If you have a site, hey, just update. If you need a site, we have this for you, the DROC control panel. I mean, this DROC site is the product that you want in order to generate leads. So this is Granison Shines. You can get the product at directbusinessmarketing.com/DROCLite. Again, directbusinessmarketing.com/DROCLite. This is Granison Shines, your direct response copywriter marketing strategist and Chief Marketing Officer of Direct Business Marketing. I hope this was very, very valuable for you. I look forward to talking with you all soon. If you have any questions, give us a call at 888-571-5803. I'm at extension 202. All right? Hopefully you had a great time. I know I did. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you later. Bye.